Welcome to the Grace to You audio blog. After you hear what John MacArthur says, stick around and find out how to get in on the conversation.
Now, we're still talking about the responsibility of children, and it is this: to obey your parents and to honor them. Really, that's the sphere of all of their responsibility. They are under their parents, and they are called to submission and respect. But children must be taught to do this. They must be disciplined to do this. They must be made to obey. They must be made to respect. Now, when you have an improper or absent area in their lives in regard to teaching this, when there's a big missing element in their lives, and it is this, you can give them things, you can give them toys, you can give them a happy environment, a comfortable home, but if this area of their life is missing, they will not learn self-control. And if they do not learn self-control, they're on a fast track to being reprobate and headed for damnation. Now, frankly, you don't have to be an educated PhD to figure this out. You only have to be a PhD to figure out how to control children who aren't trained this way. And that's what we have today. It's a sad, sad situation in our society. All these psychologists and psychiatrists running around trying to solve a problem that can only be solved in a home where the Word of God reigns supreme. There's no other way. And we are called, parents, to teach our children to obey us. And not just because we have this own independent agenda, but because we represent to them the truth of God and our morals and our ethics and our values and our truths are God's, and we're passing them on. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Obey your parents in the Lord. What does that mean? For the Lord's sake. Because your parents are teaching you the things that are precious to the Lord. Children, you should obey your parents willingly. You should obey your parents unconditionally. You should obey your parents gladly and joyfully because they are teaching you the truth of God. And all these efforts that go on in our culture, all these efforts that go on to liberate children from parental authority and liberate children from physical punishment are disastrous and violate God's law. One foreigner to our country said the thing that impressed him most about America was the way parents obeyed their children. How tragic. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, and why? What does it say? This is right. This is right. Who says? Where's the psychological evidence? God says it's right. And you're going to know it's right by looking around at the disaster of this culture when children don't do it. God said do it. God said it's right. And he wrote the book on right. By the way, some form of that word right appears 185 times in the New Testament alone. God has established what is right. And of course, that's a major component in the problem today that parents have, is they don't know what is right. There is no moral standard. And as we've been learning, when these parents come through university education, they're basically taught there is no right. And then how can you teach your child what is right if there is no right? All you can try to do is keep your kid from irritating you. And for many people, the simplest way to do that is drug them. So we teach our children what is right. We call them to obedience as if they were obeying the Lord, because we are passing His word, His will to them. We not only do it by verbal instruction, we not only do it by reading to them, we do it by modeling it in our own obedience to God. And of course, if you try to teach it and don't live it, the confusion is devastating. And you see, we have an unusual relationship to our children. Listen to these thoughts. The child's relationship with God is mediated through the parents. That's how God designed it. The child will eventually grow away from the parents and come to a direct relationship with God through Christ. But while that little child is small, their relationship to God comes through us. When a child disobeys his parents, He is, for all intents and purposes, disobeying God. When a young person repudiates his parents, he's repudiating God. By the same token, a child who fights against his natural rebellious tendencies and submits to his parents is submitting to God. And this brings wonderful blessing. Tell your children that. Tell them that. Don't just say, I want you to obey me because I told you to and I'm tired of telling you. Tell them, I want you to obey me because in obeying me, you're obeying God, and obeying God means you're going to be blessed. And tell them, obey me because if you don't obey me, it is disrespect shown to God whose will I'm instructing you in. And if you disobey God, you will bring upon yourself serious judgment, chastening. It's a tremendous concept. Children need to understand it, that how they respond to you is how they respond to God himself. They are special to God, but his relationship to them is mediated through you, his parents. They need to understand that. They need to know that their greater accountability is to God, but they manifest that through their obedience to you. It also, from your viewpoint as a parent, takes out the arbitrariness, doesn't it? You can't just be firing off all kinds of commands to your children unless they substantiate some biblical principle. Also, look at verse 2. The responsibility to teach your children respect, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. You're not only dealing with action here in the regard of obedience, but you're dealing with attitude here in the respect here of honoring. Exodus 20:12, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Clear back to the commandments. Honor your father and mother. Not only obedience on the outside, but obedience from the inside. Obedience based on respect and reverence and honor. Not a selfish obedience, not a bitter obedience, not an unwilling, resentful, or fearful obedience, but a loving, respectful obedience. The word honor there means to value at a high price. Value your father and mother. Put a high price on them. In other words, realize how valuable they are to you. Children, understand how great a treasure they are. This is the first commandment with a promise. And the promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. You want a happy life? You want a full life? Obey your parents. Your children need to know that. Your children need to be taught that. You don't hold that back. You say, well, it might frighten them. That's fine. If it's balanced off with the security and affirmation and love that you give to them in the name of the Lord, they will understand. It is absolutely essential, however, that they know that God promises blessing and long life to those who obey him, and that that obedience is mediated through their parents. Verse 3, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. This is tremendous. Two things it says. There will be a quality of life and a quantity of life. That it may be well with thee, that's the quality of life. Full, rich, joyous, happy, peaceful, rewarding life. A general qualitative blessedness. And I really believe that, folks. I am convinced that this is exactly what Scripture is saying. That is the fulfillment of the promise of God. Not only quality, but quantity of life. Life, it says here, will be long on the earth. What does that mean? Well, I think you could interpret it three wonderful ways. First, physically. I think you'll live a full life. I don't think your life will be cut short, as lives are cut short by sin, disobedience. You'll live the full life God planned. Secondly, you'll live a millennial life. If you follow your parents to the faith in Jesus Christ, you'll come back for 1,000 years on the earth and even ultimately live in the eternal new heaven and new earth. The plan is clear. Children obey, children honor, and God will bless you, and God will let you live a full, rich life. The alternative, tragic.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.